I take too much after my daddy. Oh, no. I like that sweet female stuff too much, buddy. That sweet female stuff. Yeah. Now, I'm not as much of a sexaholic as daddy was. Now, he was unbelievable. Everybody said, well, what did Oscar do? Well, he worked at the airport. Used to call them ramp maggots. You know, the guys that wheel the luggage around in those little carts, drive a little truck and all the suitcases are on it. Well, daddy was so into his sexual expression that what he'd do was, as people are checking in the bags, he'd be picking out from that room from the where the conveyor belt was, and if he saw something sweet drop off a bag, he'd make a note of it. Write the number down on a little pad. He'd say, oh, yeah? Zelda Johnson, headed to Miami for a week. He'd punch in the return date on a computer, and then he'd wait for it. Well, one summer, he got me a job working there, and there we are driving the same luggage truck around. I said, Daddy, why are you making notes of these nice-looking women dropping off their luggage like that? He said, son, think about it. This one woman I made a note of, she's going down to Miami for a week. It's hot down in Miami. She's going to wear her little bathing suit. She's going to have little pieces of sand that been up and in and out of the catering there. She's going to have little panties that she's wore disco dancing, sweating in.
I said, stop it, Daddy. I'm getting dead hot.
He's like, yeah, and you think she's going to do the laundry before she comes back? Hell no, she ain't doing no damn laundry. She just sticks it in a suitcase to do it at home. But when she comes home, that's when we pilfer the bag. Have us a feast. Sure enough, 7 days later, we were waiting there at the conveyor belt, and there's her little bag, sticker on it and all. Daddy grabbed it and said, alley-oop. Threw it in the back of our cart, and we took off. Spun away from the conveyor. Went out to one of the runways way out behind the bushes where the runway just starts. Daddy grabbed that bag and said, behold, son, Nirvana. He opened it up. He went right for the bathing trunks. He had them over his head so fast you had it spin. I went for a couple of panties, started turning them inside out, see if I could find any souvenirs. Well, we're going through it like a house of fire. The laundry's flying up in the air. I had one of her socks in my left nostril. And Daddy was working her toothbrush all over his gum. Like, oh, man. Can't believe this toothbrush has been in her sweet mouth. It's like working that toothbrush. But when you know, we don't realize it. But we're throwing all her laundry and fine washables up in the air. There's a plane coming in for landing, passing right overhead of us. Well, you know, Daddy threw up her bloomers, landed on the windshield of the plane. The pilot couldn't see the runway, ended up digging in a wingtip. The plane cartwheeled. Passengers strapped into pieces, little torsos strapped into pieces of seat. There's arms and legs. I said, oh my God, Daddy, look what we did. We're going to jail. I know it. We're going to jail. He said, son, don't worry about it. In 5 minutes, there'll be so much foam on everything around here, they won't be able to find a fingerprint nowhere.
This man is sick.
Grease.